So we are moving along here, and this is
our last topic, Henry. And
yeah.
I hope going over through these has been good for you. I hope we have said things in a gracious manner.
Right. You know, in some ways, we like to have fun, and I know that we're smiling in times when there's great social injustice
because
we're having fun with
right.
Because we know in Christ that He has overcome the world. So if you have felt offended because your situation, and in a lot of ways, you know, it's funny, you know, Abigail Dominiak, when we were taping this before, she was even like saying, "You're going to like address all these subjects."
She was worried about us,
like, "Dad, be careful what you say," and "See, be careful."
Yeah.
Well, this one, too, probably kind of encompasses a lot of that.
Yeah. So
critical conflict theory.
Okay. Number one, everything relates to conflict. Number two, everyone competes with everyone else and fights for one's own cause and wants to win.
Winning is
everything. Current social manifestations. Conflict in politics.
And winning the Senate, winning your presidency, winning your local things. Yeah.
Winning in your marriage.
Yeah.
Winning in the church, you know, conflict in the church, church politics, families, you know.
So much more.
Right. Conflict.
I mean, it's almost like there's a whole industry of conflict, and that's the attorneys. Like, we have Brian DeCook, former chairman of the board of Christian Leaders Ministries, now and runs, and still professor, still on our board, runs Peacefire. His entire ministry, most of his adult life, has been Peacefire, trying to address that. And one of the things he often says is like, "Henry, it's like somebody comes to me and they want me to help them show that they're right. But few, even Christians, come to me and say, 'I want peace.'"
Right.
Because you want to win.
You want to win rather than have the peace.
Right. Exactly. So why is the fixation on winning, even if they know maybe winning isn't the best thing for them?
Right. And so we have all these conflicts. A conflict is like a fight or a competition. Mm-hmm. Right. If I'm in an argument with you, we're in like a competition, and I want to say and do things to win.
Well, and really, it's true. I like to golf. You like to golf. We like to win.
Yes. So sports. If you're going to play a sport, why wouldn't you play it to win?
Right.
Right. Otherwise, what's the point?
In it to win it.
Yeah. Business.
Politics.
Business. You're going to work really hard every day and lose the contract?
Right.
I mean, is it your goal to lose?
No.
No, you want to win that contract.
Well, politics, too. I mean, so much of the narrative of the news media, and there are whole networks around the winning team in America, the Democrats, CNN.
Yeah.
Then there's where Republicans, Fox.
Yeah.
And then there's other networks that align. And each time you tune in to any of them, it is clearly, okay, we're going to win control of the Senate. We're going to win. Yeah. You know, I mean, all of this, it's a important issue. And and we're talking about some of these social issues, which are hugely in the discussion that we talked about earlier. And then there's winning in relationships.
Right. So. So at every turn, winning is what people are striving for, and they don't want to lose, and people, it seems, are willing to almost do anything to win. You know,
so
sports, you take steroids.
Right.
In the social world, you'll go on Facebook and you'll defame somebody who's on the other team, or you'll honor someone who's on your team, and it's like the gloves come off in conflict situations. Husband and wife. They vowed to love each other, and they wanted to get married, and yet when they're in the middle of a conflict, they're yelling, they're screaming, they're storming out the door, they're making ultimatums, and these are two people that love each other.
Is it because winning feels like salvation? Maybe someone without God, or even somebody who is not close to the Lord, the euphoria of winning is all you get.
So I think you know, God, I think, created a competitive world. I mean, in Genesis, he started it out. The contest is introduced before the fall.
So winning the contest.
Yeah. So in Genesis 2, the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You're free to eat from any tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." So it's almost like in the very beginning, God set up this game. And we got one side, and we got the other side, and here's the rules. This is winning, and this is losing.
So that explains why you get enough euphoria when you win.
Yeah.
It's sort of deep within our DNA.
It's deep within us.
That we actually, there is a contest. We're made to win.
Yes.
And then...
Then the conflicts, it was a contest in the beginning.
Yes.
And after the fall, it becomes conflict.
Ah.
Right? Conflict happens after the fall.
The underbelly of
a contest.
Contest is conflict.
Yes.
Happens after the fall. You know, blame and shame game creates enmity.
Sure.
The real conflict is then good and evil, life and death. Chaos and peace, and we see right away in Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
Right. So we have this natural bent towards contest. God created the world where there was this contest. You know, evil, the good and evil existed before God created the.
Yeah,
in Genesis,
the fallen Satan and his angels. Yeah.
So that contest was there. It became conflict after sin came into the world. And it seems like the heart of that, you know, what the devil was trying to do is, you know, distract people from that real game.
Right, the real game.
Yeah, so now it's, did God say, and then, you know, eat of the fruit, and now it's just a eating fruit game.
Right.
It's not disobeying God. It's not, you know,
serving the Lord. Yeah.
It's just a eating.
A pseudo game.
It's a pseudo game, yeah.
As so Christians, we already won the cosmic game of good and evil, life and death, chaos and peace. And we see that in 1 Corinthians 15, 55-58, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, the power of sin is law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of victory talk here.
Yes, there is.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. And we're still playing this game.
Yes.
Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Right.
So, the game goes on.
Yes, it does. But now we're fighting the real game. I think, you know, what our culture ends up doing and why winning is so important is it's built in.
Yes.
And we get a feeling of salvation by winning all these little games.
Right.
So if your football team wins, then you have this feeling like something important has happened, and
right.
you were a part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my life has purpose and meaning because we won this game.
Right.
Or you got a promotion, or you got a raise,
right.
or you know, you finally could afford a house, or whatever it might be. You won in some arena of life, and we're not saying that those arenas are bad things.
No,
those are good things to go after. But what we're saying is our culture that has taken God out of things has elevated these things to like incredible importance.
Right.
And so people are striving and trying to win, but then we find so many at the end of their life, they've striven, they've won, and then they start looking at what they've won, and it's just, it's ashes in their hands.
Right.
It's just, you know, what did I win?
Right.
I what do I really have in the end? And a lot of times people will strive to win at these games and they end up losing the important things like their marriage. They end up losing their family and they certainly end up losing their connection to an almighty God that loves them. And then they end up with nothing. And then what did you win? Well, your football team won, but what did you win?
Right. You know, in the world of these debates, critical theories, critical conflict theory is out there right now.
Right.
And it too is a Marxist ideology. And one of the Marxist ideologies is that if you break everything down and disrupt everything,
right,
a new utopia is going to occur.
If you create a conflict, something good will come out of it.
Yes. Just create a conflict.
Yeah.
And we saw that in our world in various rioting and everything like that that has occurred. And there are social justice reasons. There are problems. In fact, because we are in a world of sin, we are in a world with problems, but the only hope is Jesus Christ.
Right.
So the gospel is the opposite of that. We say, no, you don't destroy people, you build them up.
Right.
We say, you don't tear down every structure, you encourage it and you pray for your leaders.
Right.
You know, we say, don't make, you know, your winning every game the only real winning.
Right.
You know, to, you know, there are times in Christians too, in the church, you know, in ministry, what can happen is we can feel like we have to win at being the leader. You know, our egos, you know, that need stroking or, you know, and then there are times when, you know, we have to win that we feel in the end, you know, Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Right.
You know, if we're faced in pastoral ministry, we're going out and we're visiting people and they have said they have cancer. The world says, oh, you know, we can save you with medicine, but if it doesn't happen, it's probably God's fault. You know, many times, you know. It, but we say, wow, you are only the beginning of this incredible journey.
Right.
Because the death is defeated.
Right, right.
Our biggest victory is not that we get 5 more years, 10 more years. Our biggest victory is that we are lost
right.
in life.
Right.
We are hidden in Christ. Right. We are resurrected from the dead.
Right.
We are in it to win it.
Yes. So our lives are not in vain. All the you know, the difficulties we face and some of the things, you know, we may lose these little battles here and there in our lives, but we win the big one.
Right.
And so all of our struggles become more important in the light of that. Everything we do becomes important because we can make an eternal difference in the lives of the people around us.
So we live life in victory.
Yes.
In even our defeats and whatever thing doesn't go our way, we are victorious.
Yes.
We could be poor, we could be rich. We're victors.
Yes.
You know, you could be depressed and you're a victor.
Yes.
You could be happy and you're a victor.
Yeah.
Because Christ has won and defeated sin and death. And there is a new game in town.
Right.
New sheriff in town. New game in town.
Yes.
And we are in this game.
Yes.
And we are in it to win it. It's the game of love, the game of life, the game of hope, the game of joy,
game of peace.
With that, talk to you soon.
Yeah.